questions.
JR, what do you think about what this bullpen's done all year long?
Nah, the bullpen's been incredible. Especially tonight, I didn't get too deep in the game. There was no complaining or nothing. They just came in, did their job. They've been incredible all year. They've been shutting teams down. It's really cool to watch. Gives me a lot of confidence as a starter, especially when I, don't have my best days and I can't go seven. Even if I go five, I feel good coming out of the game.
Have you talked to any of those guys, learned anything from those guys in the bullpen?
Honestly, I'm really hard on myself. Today, for example, I was a little upset that I wasn't able to go deeper into the game. Those guys just have my back. And I think that's a really good learning experience for me, is just to know, especially this group of guys in this team, everybody has each other's backs, and it's just really cool to see.
Thought you had an amazing changeup tonight. Do you agree? Have you always thrown into righties?
Yeah, changeup was really good tonight. Felt really good. Felt like I commanded it well. When I have a good feel for it, I'm throwing it to both sides. Kind of been working around a couple of things mechanically and just with that changeup in general. Tonight was the first night in a while that I felt really good and felt confident to throw enough righties, and it worked out.
Is there a part of you being a rookie when you freeze and Alex Bregman, something goes off inside, or you're like, no big deal, he's just like everybody else?
Kind of looking back on it, yes, in the moment, not so much. I think in the moment, I'm just trying to get a job done.
Yeah.
Make a good 3-2 pitch there, but looking back, it's definitely kind of cool. To see that, I was able to freeze Alex Bregman with the changeup 3-2. So,
what do you think you can do in the next 5 days or six days, whatever, to be more efficient that next outing?
Yeah, I think it's just continuing to work on what I've been working on recently. A big part for me is really just trying to force the issue and just make them beat me while I'm in the zone. Not giving up too many free bases. Two of those walks tonight were on 8 or 9 pitch at bats. They had good at bats all night, fouled off a lot of really good pitches, fouled off pitches in the heart of the plate. Just worked my pitch count up. I think going forward, it's just continuing to do that. I think 8 out of 10 days, those balls are going to get put in play and the pitch count's going to be a little bit lower. But for the most part, I think it's just continuing to hammer home, just trying to, throw strikes and be in the zone, especially when I get to 2 strikes and I'm trying to be too fine.
You've had 4 starts and I think 4 different catchers, right? Do you make anything of that? Is that just an oddity, or do you learn anything from all those different?
Yeah, I definitely learn a little bit about, how guys like to call games. I've had Sandy catch me plenty of times down in Gwinnett and in spring training. Just kind of learning about how guys like to call games. For example, Murph's a little bit different. He'll throw cutters to righties and 2-seams to lefties more so. Sandy was a little bit more traditional. He likes calling the right-on-right changeups. He's a big fan of that. So, yeah, just, being communicative pregame and, just about our plan going into the game is really big, especially when I don't have as consistent of a catcher each week. So.
Especially tonight, just how nice was that familiarity of Sandy behind the dish, especially a month into your time in the majors?
Yeah, that was nice. I was joking with him before the game that it's a little bit better than Cool Ray Field. No offense to Cool Ray Field, but it was definitely nice, to have a guy who's caught me a handful of times before. He always does a really good job of keeping me in the game and in my opinion, calling the right pitches. So,
what do you think is the biggest lesson you've learned just, that so far in your young major league career?
I'm really hard on myself. I expect to go out and go 7 every time. I think that's a good thing. But at the end of the day, we have a Chris Sale on the staff. At the end of the day, I'm not going to be a guy who's, he's a Cy Young contender as a rookie. I was talking to Hefner about it. It took Jacob DeGrom 4 or 5 years with the Mets before he really started to turn it on and started to become one of the best pitchers in the league. Like I said, I'm really hard on myself and I expect results out of myself every single time I take them out. I think the biggest thing right now is just continuing to try to keep my team in the game and get through 5, 6, 7 innings every time.
I figure there's been a every game has been a, well, that's that guy in the box. How about this with Dansby there? I know, we know how much you like Vandy and tried to grow your hair like him and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that was cool. You know, there wasn't really the same thing with Bregman. You know, in the moment, I didn't really feel like I was starstruck at all. But, you know, looking back at some, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, I've been watching that guy since 2013, 2014, play at Vandy, like you said. So, you know, finally get to be able to face him was pretty sweet.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.